magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, March 29th, 2016, T-minus 9 days until the big event. But let me lead off with a special verse as I explain what you're going to be hearing on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Now this is probably familiar already to many of you. But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Well, in just a few minutes, you're going to hear my phone call to Donna Meyer from Meyer's Dinner Theater in Hillsboro, Indiana, as I sprang on an interview, unbeknownst to her, as I just called her up, and you're going to hear how that all turned out. But first, some house cleaning, as I want to update you on some happenings, some more business contributors to our gift box. I think we're over 40 different businesses or people that have added something into our gift boxes, along with some volunteer needs and a few other updates. But let me first say, listeners, you're in for such a special treat. As the singing men of GNN last night had a great rehearsal, we're all pumped for our April 7th presentation. They will lead off the evening. And in fact, one of the songs that we worked on last night, and we haven't pulled that out for about 10 years, a long, long time. By the time we finished singing it, it just set the stage for some testimonies and sharing where three or four or five different guys talked about some very special God moments. And we just feel that that song, when we sing it and close out our Singing Men segment at the 20th anniversary, will really set the stage for God to be doing some unique work. So I sure hope you've signed up to attend at greatnewsradio.org. But the Singing Men are certainly ready to go. Tonight, the theater troupe will put in another rehearsal, and they're going to have a drama and skit to share on that April 7th, so they'll be good to go. As far as the 500 gift boxes that we'll be handing out, I think we've got about 80 or 90 still available for those of you that'll sign up, one per household. So be sure to stop by greatnewsradio.org today and fill out a little form, because we'll be giving an update. And if we have your email, you'll have the whole listing of the program from the pre-event events that'll be starting at 4:30 with the Urbana High School Orchestra to the game time to cake and desserts and punch and ice cream time. And then what'll be happening during our formal program, Dr. Lutzer signing and giving away books and all that by signing up at greatnewsradio.org. But last night, one of the singing men, his name being Larry Richo, and it's spelled R-I-C-H-O-Z. I had to call him last night and say, how do I pronounce your name? And he said it's kind of like French and Irish or a combination of things. Even though it's spelled R-I-C-H-O-Z, it's pronounced Richo. And he and a friend of his, Carl Welch, put together and sanded, and I don't know if they carved out or how they worked it, some kind of machinery, and handcrafted 500 wood crosses. And so they'll be included in our gift box. And so we appreciate Larry and Carl and all the time and effort and energy. I think it took them many, many hours to do 500 of these little crosses. So you're going to be blessed by those. And as far as some other business contributors, I think Marianne and I have got about 9 more in just the last few days. Let's see. There's a company in Indiana, and we're still working out the specifics, but I think it's called Goat Milk Stuff. And so they have a lot of different products, I think, made out of goat milk, from soap to a variety of things. And so we may have a future interview with them, but it's a Christian-owned company, and I think they're working on something to be placed in our gift boxes. Brown County, Indiana, the tourism department there is going to do a 10% or 20% off coupon for merchandise that you can purchase there in Brown County. Columbia Street Roastery is going to have a coupon. The CU Symphony, we appreciate our friends there. They're going to do, I think, 10% off coupon on theater tickets or a pass for next year's CU Symphony. Strawberry Fields is coming up with some good stuff. The Flat Top Grill in Champaign. Our good friend Dave Groff, he's supplying these gift cards that will allow you to either get a free appetizer or dessert. the Knights Action Park and Caribbean Water Adventure over towards Decatur. They're going to add something into our gift box. So it's been very exciting to see all these businesses come on board to bless you, our Great News Radio listeners. So be sure to sign up for our 20th anniversary celebration on April 7th. It's a Thursday night. And by registering online, you'll get a gift box, a free Dr. Lutzer book, a Great News Radio tote bag. You can carry away a God Listens, You Can Too yard sign, and so much more. So stop by greatnewsradio.org, and if you don't have internet access or an email address, you can certainly call Karen, because we don't want to turn anyone away. Dial 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And also, if your church could allow us to drop off some bulletin inserts. This Sunday will be the last Sunday before our big event. We still have, I don't know, about 600 or 800 anniversary celebration bulletin inserts that we'd like to have passed out to the members of your congregation. Call and let us know. Make sure you have authorization from the pastor and the church secretary. But we can maybe rendezvous or drop them off. Just call us at the station at 217-367-7777. And then finally, on Wednesday, April 6th and Thursday, April 7th, we need lots of volunteers, probably 50 to 70 different volunteer shifts or assignments, if you will, beginning at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, April 6th. Many of us will be gathering to assemble these 500 gift boxes, putting them together, putting a lot of these coupons and inserts into envelopes, and then loading up these boxes with all these goods so that they can be set up and ready to be given out on Thursday, April 7th. So that'll be a whole afternoon of assembling these gift boxes and then setting up some of the chairs in the later afternoon evening. So if you can volunteer on Wednesday, April 6th, anytime after 1 p.m., call the station, 217-367-7777. And then Thursday, April 7th, from about 4 p.m. on, we'll need some people to help out with the Homer Soda Company sampling of different pops, people to help set up some tables and be all-purpose volunteers. We'll need ice cream scoopers, cake cutters, punch servers, dessert table hosts, people to help hand out these 500 gift boxes and hand out tote bags. We'll have a donations table where if you make a donation, you can pick up a gift. Various people to help people find seats. And then people at the end of the evening around 8:30 or so to be at the exit doors to hand out the God Listens, You Can Too signs. And another 10 or 15 people to help fold up chairs. So if you like to serve or want to serve or can serve, call the station, 217-367-7777. All right, well, here's my conversation as recorded yesterday. I surprised Donna. She didn't know I was recording right away. You'll hear that in the interview. She thought I was just going to ask her a couple questions, and it turned into about a 15-minute conversation. So here's Donna Meyer from the Myers Dinner Theater in Hillsboro, Indiana. So, Donna, it's been a while since we've talked, but you called in some weeks back and said, hey, we want to be a sponsor of the big celebration, 20 years. Wow, Mark, God has blessed you. And we still have at our dinner theater, Great News Radio, God Listens, You Can Too, slide that goes up. And we love the station and we wanted to help. You're in Indiana, so a lot of our Indiana listeners can feel like they're represented, their hometown right here. And so, Donna, what's going on at the Myers Dinner Theater?
Gosh, it's good to hear from you, Mark. I love your station, and it's always a thrill to talk with you. Right now, we're real excited. We have a story that's taken from the book of Esther, from the Holy Bible, and it's called Star Queen, and it's a beautiful musical. And I think the composer and writer of this show sort of got his inspiration from Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, because there's lots of different styles of music, a lot of different tempos, a lot of different costume changes, so it's a really fun show.
And what's the dates for this?
It has already started, but it will run through April the 9th.
And tell people that are maybe unfamiliar with the Myers Dinner Theater, what's included in this festive evening?
Well, we are a dinner theater, So when you arrive, we greet you. We greet you with a howdy hug. Mm-hmm. Love to see everyone. Then you're seated, and we serve you a home-cooked meal. And after that, we give you a few minutes to walk around just a little bit, maybe tour our gift store and visit all of those decorated bathrooms. Remember those, mm-hmm. Mark?
Yeah, I think you had like seven, a number of them, right?
Yes, yes. And then we start the show.
Now, I'm already getting hungry because I know this home-cooked meal is a special treat. Do you know what the selections are for this week?
Well, for this particular show, we start family style. We have a garden salad and our specialty salad, which is our broccoli salad, and the homemade yeast rolls, which Richard bakes. And then our main entrees are Swiss steak with our homemade gravy and pulled pork as our second entree. And then real mashed potatoes and green beans, a tomato zucchini casserole, which is got a little bit of an Italian flair to it, and scalloped cabbage. And then for dessert, it's angel food cake with strawberries.
Now, Donna, I'm salivating. I know it's just like breakfast time for many of our listeners. Now, if they're hearing the re-airing, they're probably thinking, we got to get dinner in us right now. But it sounds great. How does somebody register or purchase tickets? Is there a phone number or a website?
There sure is. You can call us at 765-798-4902 extension 2, or you can purchase tickets on our web, which is MyersDinnerTheater.com.
And that's MyersDinnerTheater.com, or you can call 765-798-4902. That's 765-798-4902 extension 2, but you can always talk with Donna or the kitchen or the gift shop. There's a lot to offer when they come to the Myers Dinner Theater, isn't there?
Oh, yes. We have a beautiful gift store, and more than that, we just like to visit with everyone and pray with you and just have a great afternoon.
And I think there's like a discount if some people come in a big bus load or 10 or more people. Is there some kind of discount?
There sure is. If you fill a table of 10, one comes free, or you can split that among you, and busloads, and there's discounted prices. There's also student rates as well.
Okay, Donna, now give us a sneak preview. What's coming in later April or May? Do you have a lineup for the days ahead?
We sure have. We're doing several shows this year. The next one is called Gone Overboard, and you're touring on a cruise ship, and just lots of exciting things going on. It's sort of like the old TV series, The Love Boat, and just a lot of funny things happening. And then after that, it's Ring of Fire, which is Johnny Cash music, and then Happy Days, the musical, Damn Yankees, which is about the baseball team, and then Legally Blonde and 42nd Street.
Wow.
And yeah, it just goes on and on. Wonderful, wonderful shows this year. And then, of course, we have a wonderful Christmas show.
Well, Donna, I wanted to have you a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends because we've had this wonderful relationship over the years, being supportive of each other and the different things this ministry has done, where you've invited even the Singing Men to come out sometime and perform at the Myers Dinner Theater. You're a listener. I know you've had our God Listens You Can 2 signs up right there in Hillsboro, Indiana, and the slide that the people that come to the dinner theater get to see about our radio station. And you've tuned in for a lot of years. Do you have favorite programs, or why do you tune in?
It's just an inspiration, keeps us going through the day. We love that station. All of our workers listen to it in the kitchen. We work out all the time. We're listening to it as we're working on the stage. It's just going in all about all areas. So we like lots of the different shows.
Well, I know you asked many months back, did I have any more of those God Listens You Can 2 signs? Because I think the weather kind of caused your sign to deteriorate. And we're going to have those reprinted. In fact, they're working on them now, and we're going to have them available on April 7th at our big event at Lincoln Square Mall. In fact, as everyone leaves our event in the evening, I'm going to have volunteers here stationed at the door so they can kind of hand them out to people. And I'll have to make sure we head over to Hillsboro, Indiana, and deliver a few for you in the days ahead. But I want to encourage our listeners to stop by your website, MyersDinnerTheater.com, M-Y-E-R-S. dinnertheater.com, or call and talk with Donna, or there's various extensions to find out more about the gift shop, or maybe you want to know what's being served during a certain show. You can call the kitchen and so forth at 765-798-4902, 765-798-4902. And Donna, before I get you off the phone, I always love, especially on Tuesdays, we used to call it Testimony Tuesday, but tell us just a little of your faith journey and how God put you in this role as overseeing the Myers Dinner Theater.
Well, I've always felt God was a very important part of my life and always felt he was very near to me. But there was a time in my younger years that I strayed. But when I started this theater, I decided, boy, I was going to pull back. And I needed his wisdom and to know how he wanted me to run this business. And I've tried to stay pretty faithful on reading Proverbs as much as I can every time I come into work, because there is so much teaching there for running a business. And so I've just fell to God and his leading so I could stay as faithful in running a business. And it's tough nowadays to stay strong and faithful, but he is worth serving. It's just brought joy to all of our lives. My husband and I, we just love what we're doing, and we give him the glory and honor in all things.
In case you just tuned in, I have Donna Myers on the phone with me. I gave her, what, about 30-second notice that you were going to be a part of today's edition of Market Friends.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, I know. Many people kind of are hesitant when they see Great News Radio, like in their call service, that the call's coming from Great News Radio. Do I pick it up? Might Mark be springing a program on me or, you know, trying to get an interview out of me? And so I appreciate the response on very short notice, but I appreciate what you're doing there at Myers Dinner Theater, and it's always great to honor our Indiana listeners and our Indiana friends, because though we're in Illinois, we have so many Indiana listeners that are supporting us, tuning in, writing us, and so when you called up and said, hey, we want to be sponsors of the big April 7th event, I thought, oh, great, you know, somebody from Indiana that we can feature and highlight, and we're working with Brown County to maybe have a discounted coupon and some other Indiana businesses, or some right on the Indiana-Illinois border. Some friends in Danville are stepping up and going to be sponsors. And so I appreciate you, Donna. And you mentioned earlier about the decorated bathrooms, and I don't think we've had you on for a few years. So maybe describe what you meant about the various bathrooms that you have there at the Myers Dinner Theater.
Well, I love to decorate. So when we were designing the theater, you know, when you go to Branson, there's the theater that you tour, and his bathrooms are worth $1 million. Well, mine aren't worth $1 million, but they are lots of fun to look at. We have Victorian, we have a garden, we have a farm, we have an outhouse with poison ivy growing out the top, and just a fun thing. So it's made it real interesting for our bus tours. It's sort of been humorous to become known for your restrooms.
Sure, sure. No, they're very important. And I learned this in my old days at Jewel Food Stores, that one way to get regular customers, especially the women, keep the bathrooms really clean and smelling nice and attended to. And so it's really important. I mean, restaurants and certain places become known by the women folk is that's where I shop, because their bathrooms are always clean and nice and kept up. And yours are kind of fun to explore and view and see. And I just appreciate kind of your innovation and even the gift store, the different things that you have there, and how you try to make the Myers Dinner Theater a family place, very family friendly, hugs at the door, and just a place for people to enjoy, take a date or bring their spouse along and enjoy some wholesome entertainment, some great food, and a relaxing environment.
Well, thank you, Mark. We do love our people, and I'll have to tell you this one little humorous thing of us arrived early and sort of knocked on the door. Could we come in early, she said, because we'd like to tour the Museum of Restrooms. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I have arrived.
Yeah.
Now I am a museum.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, yeah. We look forward to our April 7th event. We're just 9 days away. Thank you for being one of the wonderful sponsors, and you're including a little discounted coupon, I think, into our gift boxes that also highlights some of the things that are coming up in the days ahead.
Yes, we have a gift certificate in there for your listeners and a show schedule so they can pick the ones they would like to come see, and we will look forward to meeting them.
One more reason, Great News Radio listener, to sign up for our celebration extravaganza 20th birthday anniversary coming April 7th at Lincoln Square Mall. And we appreciate you, Donna, and that certificate that'll be in our gift boxes. We still have about, I think we're well over 700 people registered, but that represents about 420 or so households. So there's still about 80 or so of these gift boxes available, so I trust we'll, by the end of this week, have those all given out. So if you haven't registered your intentions to join us on April 7th, stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and get registered. That way you also be included in receiving a free Dr. Lutzer book, along with a Great News Radio God Listens You Can Too tote bag, and you can pick up a God Listens You Can Too sign at the door as you leave. And if you want to know more about what's going on at the Myers Dinner Theater, you can stop by MyersDinnerTheater.com. That's M-Y-E-R-S, DinnerTheater.com, or call Donna or one of their staff members at 765-798-4902. That's 765-798-4902. Well, thank you, Donna, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark. It's always my pleasure.
Well, that was sweet Donna Meyer from the Myers Dinner Theater, a conversation that was recorded yesterday, but you have to hear this ending. Well, we kind of finished our interview, and then we talked a little more, and I think this kind of sets the stage of how surprised she was that it turned into an interview. I think you'll get a laugh out of it.
No, I hope it was okay. Wow.
You can, like, what we'd say,
you
could spank me later, as they say, or something, you know.
I thought you were just calling to find out when I was bringing the coupon or the gift certificate. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was Marianne's idea. I emailed her.
Pass the buck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do? And then she said, what about calling Donna? I'm like, that's a good idea. All right.
How about asking Donna first?
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, tomorrow you're featured.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll see you.
I'll just keep giggling the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I hope I made sense.
Yeah. No, all good.
Okay.
Thanks, Donna.
Okay, Ann.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, like I began the program with the reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. Well, I think Donna Meyer passed with flying colors as she was able to share a little of her testimony and her heart and love for people and how she's using the Myers Dinner Theater to God's glory. What a sweetie. All right, Great News Radio listeners, if you tuned into the beginning of this program, you learned about our volunteer needs and the importance for you to sign up for our big event on April 7th, 9 days away. Lots of surprises in our gift boxes. We have Great News Radio Special Edition God Listens You Can To tote bags, God Listens You Can To yard signs, and so much more. So if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, listen to it online at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs page. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.